Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. The agriculture sector is well placed to keep up with the country's food needs during the COVID-19 pandemic, but some shortages will pose risks. National Australia Bank's rural commodities wrap from March found farmers normally produce enough food for about 60 to 75 million people. That's more than double the nation's current population. I caught up with NAB agribusiness economist Finn Zabel to chat about the positives and some of the challenges the sector could face.
It's pretty clear that the Australian economy overall is suffering, you know, very heavily from the effects of coronavirus. For agriculture, it's a little bit of a different story. Now, certainly some of our key export markets for things like beef and so forth and seafood and some horticultural products are going to suffer. But we have a domestic population who continues to need to eat. We have a global population that needs to eat still. And so we'd expect demand to hold up in terms of fundamentals. Does that mean the sector's exempt? Not at all.
Yeah, just on that, I was actually talking to the seafood industry and they said some global markets are beginning to reopen, so that's a positive sign.
China seems to be restarting and opening up a bit, and I think this is really the key thing to watch. We know that they're just trying to gradually get their economy going. They're worried about a second outbreak. If they have a second outbreak, there's obviously going to be problems, but if they can stay the way they are, we should be able to get some trade resumed there.
Yeah, and the industry here is certainly playing a vital role in Australia as well in keeping us in good health throughout this whole pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a key industry. You know, you can't not eat, and we produce enough food for about 60 to 75 million people in a normal season. So we can not only feed ourselves, but we can export to the world. About 85% of the food that we eat here is grown in Australia, and that 15%, if there's any trade disruptions, can easily be met domestically. It doesn't mean everything's always going to be available and some of the luxury things might change a bit, but then availability of high-quality produce that's ordinarily exported may be more available in the domestic market.
I guess we're, as you said, we're pretty well positioned here in terms of food security, and we've got enough grain in storage and things like that as well. Livestock sector is continuing as normal, but will demand increase have any effect on these sorts of products?
I mean, it's going to be very industry-specific in terms of demand. I mean, I haven't stockpiled anything in any big way, but, you know, in line with the recommendations, I got a couple of extra bags of dried lentils kicking around the house, which I ordinarily wouldn't have. So some grains are going to have been moved into households in terms of inventories. We produced last season about 15 million tonnes of wheat. Now, that's a low figure, but domestic use is generally only around 8 million tonnes, including for livestock feed. So, you know, we still have a lot of quantity here. We've got, you know, ample supplies of meat in the domestic market at the point of production. You know, the challenge has been in supermarkets getting those supply chains to be able to bring product to market. It's not like the product doesn't exist. It's just not in the right place at the right time. And we are seeing some signs that's already being alleviated.
Well, the government has worked to assure the industry that, you know, it is basically an essential service and supply won't be interrupted. So overall, it's quite good news. Is there anything else worth mentioning in this report that people, you know, might really need to know about?
Very quickly, there's a couple of things. One is the Australian dollar is really low. That's a good news story for agriculture. Overall, if we want to export, it means higher local prices. The second one is a risk, and that's around, you know, particularly for horticultural meat processors, if you get coronavirus being diagnosed in these labour-intensive areas and you have to shut production for a certain period of time, that's a disruption, but we haven't seen that yet, and let's hope that stays that way.
That's NAB agribusiness economist Finn Zabel there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can email ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.